Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another episode of the Preacher and the Miracle Man Show here on Monday, August 5th of 2019. And I can't believe it's already August 5th. Wow. I guess this summer's going by quicker than I thought. Because August started Thursday. I feel like now all of a sudden, Annie, it's really starting to go by faster, isn't it?
Yeah.
Just when I didn't want it to, it's like it's just starting to go even faster.
Exactly.
And
we're coming around the bend here.
And it's really just flying. I don't know what I was doing. Sorry about that. But anyhow, I'm so grateful that you folks have made the choice to join us tonight, regardless of where you're at and what you're doing, whether you're at work, maybe you got home from work, and you're driving somewhere, you know, whatever you're doing, we're so glad you could just take some time to join the show tonight, wherever you're at. And I know God is pleased with you.
Never.
Now, before I do anything else, I had it on my heart to pray for America. As you know, this weekend we had two terrible tragedies take place in El Paso, Texas, and in Dayton, Ohio, about 4.5 hours from here down 75. So, as you know, many people lost their lives. Many people were injured by two totally heinous acts. Totally senseless. What do I think is going on? In both cases, you have people who were very sick. And if someone asks me, what do you think is going on? I think in both cases, these people have demons. They listened to them. And they carried out forth these horrible attacks. We need to pray for our country. We need to pray for our leaders. We need to pray. But as they think about, you know, what needs we need to do, that they'll be wise. And before we pray, I want to encourage you in something, remind you of something. if you're going through life and what have you, if you have no faith whatsoever, if you have no faith, then you are full of fear. And if you're fearful, you are faithless. Faith and fear cannot live together. They can't. And fear must be cast out. And so I'm going to pray right now. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this great country. I thank you so much for it. I thank you that this country was, Lord, was made to be a Christian nation. The only one that was made to be a Christian nation. I thank you, Lord God, that you just put your hand upon it. We humble ourselves before you right now. About the stuff, the terrible events that happened this weekend, I thank you that these listeners, I pray right now over these families that you would just strengthen them. And I just pray over these people. I pray that these people, all that could, I pray that these people gave their life to you and made heaven. We may never know whether these people, any of these people, made heaven or not. I pray they did. And I just pray that justice will be served where it's due. And I pray that you give our leaders in this country state, federal, local, Congress, House and Senate, President, just all of our leaders who have authority over us, thank you that you're showing them what we need to do. What we need to change. I curse right now bigotry and racism from this country. It is not of you, God. I thank you, Lord God, that we're all going to work on this. We're going to fix it. We're going to get this hate out of our hearts. In the name of Jesus. And I give you praise and honor and glory for that. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now, in a minute here, I'm going to move on to some other things, but I do want to say all this hate that these that both of these people showed, that has no place. It has no place. The one person drove 10 hours to do what he did. To go to a Walmart that was packed full of people getting school supplies and milk and eggs and bread and butter and everything else they were getting. But what I thank the Lord for, though, is that God is on our side, and our God leads us and guides us, and He goes before us and hems us in and I know I'm going to be okay because God is on my side. And I shall fear no evil. Another verse, there's a verse that comes to my mind right now. When I'm afraid, I will trust in the Lord. I will trust and not be afraid. And I just thank the Lord for that all the time. Trouble may be surrounding, chaos abounding, but my soul shall rest in you, Lord. I will not fear the storms. I will not fear the war. My help is on the way. My God, He will not delay. My refuge and strength. So, I just want to thank you for letting me bear my heart with you. Usually I don't bring up this kind of stuff. Figured with what happened, I figured that for a minute I needed to discuss it and bring light to it. Alrighty. On a brighter note, honestly, you know, it's been another beautiful day outside. Ever since that summer solstice, for the most part, that weather here in Michigan hasn't really disappointed.
Nope.
Unless you're one of those people who are kind of silly and you just want it to be in the mid-70s all summer and no warmer than that. Then you've kind of been out of luck, because since July 1st, the coolest we've had it outside, I believe, is like 76, 77 during the day, and that's about it. It's been mainly 80s. Between July 1st and now, I've calculated that the average has been about 85, just kind of putting everything together. It's been good. We haven't been getting too much rain really during the day, which has generally been a good thing unless you're a farmer. I wish you could just have it rain in the farm fields, you know, where they need it, and then everywhere else during the summer, when it rains, just let it be during the middle of the night. So that during the day, it can just be warm and sunny all day, hot, not many clouds at all, and just be and just the so beautiful. So you can tiptoe through the tulip. I mean, tiptoe down the beach. I don't know, Tawas, Fort Huron, Ludington,
I would choose Fort Huron because I've not been there in years.
Over Ludington?
Mm-hmm.
How long ago were you in Ludington last?
A couple years ago.
All listeners in Florida, you know, tiptoe down the beach. I don't know where you want to go. Tampa, St. Pete, maybe Pensacola, Fort Walton.
The Keys.
Or maybe Daytona Beach.
The Keys or Daytona.
Somewhere like that. Somewhere with nice white sand.
Yep.
And some good, nice, warm water. And some waves. Always awesome. Maybe be out there on the water drinking your Coca-Cola. We saw someone. We were walking down here tonight to McDonald's to do my show from my house, and we saw a boat on a truck. We couldn't tell whether they were taking it off or putting it on. What did it look like?
Really, it could have been either one.
And looked like a nice speedboat.
Yep. And a super nice truck, too, with stars on the hubcap.
This is by the water. I'd kind of like to take it for a joyride.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, baby. Just take it for a joyride. Have some fun with it. Go out on the water and maybe take some potato chips, a nice cold Coca-Cola, maybe some mystery tubes, if you know. Can you sometimes hook a grill onto a boat like that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, grill some mystery tubes while you're out there. Maybe grill some brats.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe grill some brats. I know it, folks. I'm speaking someone's language right now. I don't know whose, but I know it.
For a lot of people.
I know I am because I don't know during winter. Some of you folks would be saying, "I wish," but I don't want to speak fourth winter. My pastor mentioned it for a couple minutes yesterday with a building program thing, something about some tanks, a new building, and we don't want to talk about the ground doing that thing of getting cooler or any of that, because it's August and you might think, well, Miracle Man, what about football season? Well, I know. It's getting here. But if we can just try to enjoy the next few weeks first. Then we can deal with that. If it was perfect, you could almost have both at the same time. But only this, like I was telling somebody a couple days ago, if there were regular football games in August, I would not want them to be that cookout atmosphere where everyone's just not into it. They act like they're at a cookout. Just sit there and talk to everybody the whole time instead of paying attention to the game. or sit there and play on their phone instead of paying attention to the game. Like, you're at the football game, man. Are you going to pay attention? You're going to get up and cheer? Or not? But all getting aside, though, we're going to enjoy the next few weeks first. And speaking of summer and summer events, right now at a McDonald's near you, at least in this area, you can go through a McDonald's and you can grab any size Coke for a dollar. You can also go through a McDonald's and pick up an ice cream cone for 59 cents plus tax. As I just ate an ice cream just before the show. Yeah, I know it's vanilla ice cream, but vanilla ice cream from McDonald's is like the Holy Ghost. It's like because it hasn't failed me yet.
Good analogy.
It's like that. It never failed me yet. I never once had anything really, really bad happen to me with it. Maybe it melted my shirt, but after. Maybe a little bit may have melted on my shirt once or twice, but if you've eaten ice cream anything more than, like, I don't know, five times in your life, you've lost some on your shirt.
Yep. Or lost a whole scoop.
Or lost a whole scoop on your shirt. Or yeah, that's kind of why I like to eat ice cream so quick, so that doesn't happen. Because when I was little, I always used to get that lecture once in a while, and I would eat ice cream about how you got to eat it quick so it doesn't melt. And speaking of ice cream, the 10th cometh. And I don't know why GLC Dairy Queen refuses to participate.
Yeah.
I don't know if the other Dairy Queens participate. I think they need to.
Mm-hmm.
I hope it's not just a Midland thing. I think it should be a corporate thing, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
Because, after all, it is anniversary day, 10th of the month, every year. The 10th of every month. What flavor are you going to choose this month, Miracle Man? I don't know. Cotton candy's always been super awesome. Let me think here. Firework, unfortunately, that one sold out. Unless they keep getting more of it throughout the summer, maybe. I hope so, because the sound of the Pop Rocks rocking in my mouth, it rocks. And it makes it sound like a little bitty fireworks. It tastes awesome. Maybe I'll go with Butterfingers for one of the. Maybe they have a small one, a campfire one. Maybe they've got pumpkin pie. I don't know how I'd feel about that on August 10th. If it was August 29th, maybe that'd be different. Because I like using Midland Fair as kind of a deciding factor. That makes sense, doesn't it? Where pre-fair, I don't really want to think about the fall other than football season than that before the fair. After the fair, for much of my childhood, between like 98 and 2006, the week after the fair was when I would go back to school. So that's why, to me, I kind of think of it as acceptable that that's when you can start doing some fall stuff. Besides that, that is when, usually when high school football starts in the state of Michigan, although this year it's a week later because Thanksgiving's later. And so, which blizzard am I going to get? I don't know. But it's coming. It's supposed to be in the 70s, but still sunny. In the 70s, yes, still nice weather. Still decent weather for ice cream, although it's not the 90s. But at least the 70s is better midway weather for the fair next week. And I shall keep you posted on that. Because the first year, me and Sam actually did a show from the fair, too.
Oh, that's cool.
And he talked to him a little bit as I went on a couple rides. But that is pretty cool. Hopefully we get some really good rides on the midway. I'm just going to say, I'm kind of dreaming big. Yeah, we don't have Flame World anymore. Time to think smaller. No, I'm trying to dream big. Kind of like how you tell the kids, you know, reach for the stars, think big. You've heard that, haven't you? They say think big about the big rides. Like, what do I think they're going to be? I don't know. You got to wait for an article from the Daily News to come out. And then ultimately, go see, once it opens, what's out there. What's on it. I'll let you know as it comes closer. Next week. You can find out information on the Midland County Fair by visiting midlandfair.com, or is it Midland Co? It's either Midland or Midland Co Fair. That website. But I'll keep you posted on that and kind of it. Now basically can tell you, like, you know, the best days of that place to go take your kids, or if you're young at heart, you can go ride the rides, because it's not just kids who ride the rides. Obviously, there's certain kiddie rides which only little kids can ride, but the adult rides, even those young at heart, ride them. I'm 30. I still like them. In fact, wasn't I the guy who just said a minute ago to dream big? I don't know. I think I might have been. Or was that someone else? Oh, yeah, that's right. It was me. Because there, years ago, we had a carnival. I will not share this story tonight, maybe more next week when it's actually in town. We used to have a different carnival years ago, and they were so nice to me. They have, like, some of the latest and greatest, equipment, very clean, very well organized. And it was always such a great time when they came. But the last several years, we've had a different company, which has been decent, but I'm just hoping for more big equipment this time. But I'll keep you posted on your info. Just two real quick things on that, and then I'm gonna tell you listeners how you can tell others how to be a part of the show. Then we're gonna pray. Then we're gonna open up the word. But first, I want to say the fair is Sunday, August 11th. To Saturday, August 17th. Admission to walk into the fair is free. To park, it's $5 per vehicle, or $15 for the entire week. Just a heads up. Merchant buildings and other areas will open up at 10 a.m. daily, except for Sunday, where it opens at noon. There is no midway Sunday. Closing time for most items is generally 10 a.m., except for the midway, which closes 1 hour later. All right. Now, listeners, I really want to encourage you to please tell everyone you know how they can be a part of the show. We continue to believe God for more listeners. We believe in God for growth. The more people that listen to this show, the more people we can reach, and the more damage we can do to the devil's kingdom in the process. And we're just believing God to grow this thing. We just keep believing and keep confessing. And you can be a part of that by telling people how they can be a part of this great program. And they may want to know, why is it called Miracle Man? The reason it's called Miracle Man Show is because I am the Miracle Man. But the reason it's called Miracle Man is because I believe in miracles. I believe in a God that is the God of miracles. And I've seen so many miracles take place in my life, and I know that the Lord will continue to do many more miracles in my life. I believe that the Lord has His hand upon us. I believe that Jesus is the only way to heaven. I believe that we are real people. We have real problems, but we serve a real God. Amen. The number to call in and talk to me about generally anything you want to talk about. What do you want to talk about? Sports, or whether you want to ask me a question. Maybe you have a Bible question you'd like to ask me. As long as it's not political. Because we try to keep politics out of the show because it can really don't always breathe life and get pretty polarized. And so if you want to talk about politics, what's going to happen is I'm just going to tell you to pray over your leaders that have authority over you and to vote in the elections. And voting does make a difference. Your vote does count. Don't let anyone tell you that it doesn't. The number to call into the show to talk to you is area code 215-383-3810. Once again, that number is 215-383-3810. Listen for the prompts. When you hear the prompt that says to call into a live show, press 1. You will want to go ahead and press 1. You will be taken to a call screener. My assistant will answer the phone, and she will ask me, she'll ask you, you know, who you are, where you're calling from. And then we will let you on the air. And you'll be able to talk to me. Well, hopefully we can get some wonderful callers tonight. Now we're going to pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this time in the Word. I thank you for these listeners that have made the decision to tune into this radio broadcast tonight, wherever they may be tonight. I thank you that you just give them something tonight. Insert something in us. Help us tonight, God. And just deal with this tonight as we study your Word. Thank you, Lord God, that you bless these who have tuned in and that you bless me tonight, God. And Lord, I also make my confession over the show that sponsors come into this program, partners, that finances come into this show. I call it blessed in your name, Jesus. I thank you that increases in listenership are coming to this radio program. And most importantly, Lord, I'm believing God for the souls of many people to be changed as a result of listening to this great radio program. And I give you praise and honor and glory tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. I'm going to Romans chapter 12. Where you've got Romans 12. I'm going to talk about the renewing of your mind tonight. And not being conformed by the spirit of this world. Oh, and if you thought about having a race to race me there, forget about it because I just beat you. So I'm in chapter 12. I'm going to start with the first one. And whatever I do here for the next little bit, if I sing, you sing. I pray, you pray. As I study the Bible for the next few minutes, you just study with me. When I exhort, just pay close attention. And get out that notepad, that pen. Take good notes. Verse 1 of chapter 12, Book of Romans. By the way, if you're wondering what version I'm reading from the New International Version. Verse 1. Therefore, I beg of you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. This is your spiritual act of worship. In other words, it says, which is your reasonable service. Verse 2 much. Do not conform any more to the pattern of this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, that good, pleasing, and perfect will of God. For by the grace given me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought to think, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment, in accordance with the measure of faith that God has given you. Just as each of us has one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same function, so in Christ, we who are many form one body, and each member belongs to all of the others. We have different gifts according to the grace given us. If a man's gift is prophesying, let him use it in proportion to his faith. If it's serving, let him serve. If it is teaching, let him teach. If it is encouraging, let him encourage or exhort. If it is contributing to the needs of others, in other words, helping other people, helping the needy, let him give generously. If it is leadership, let him govern diligently. If it is showing mercy, let him do cheerfully. Let him do it cheerfully. Love must be sincere. Next passage, by the way, verse 10. Love must be sincere. Hate what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in brotherly love. Honor one another above yourself. Never be lacking zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor, serving the Lord. Be joyful in hope, patient in application, faithful in prayer. Share of God with God's people who are in need. Practice hospitality. Bless those who persecute. Bless. Do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Mourn with those who mourn. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be proud, but be willing to associate with people of low position. Do not be conceited. Do not repay anyone evil for evil. Be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everybody. If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Do not take revenge, my friend, but leave room for God's will. For it is written, it is mine. Mine to avenge it. I will repay, says the Lord. On the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. In doing this, you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Now, we're going to back up a little bit. Beep, beep, beep. Therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices. What's up? He found at the house of God when the doors are open. A living sacrifice. Giving up your time. Present your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. Do not be conformed to the end of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. So, this renewing of your mind thing, what is it? It doesn't mean that God takes out your natural brain and all of a sudden gives you a new brain. Absolutely not. What he's talking about is as we mature in the Lord, we should be more like God, less like the world. In other words, you could say more of God, less of me. And this renewing of your mind thing means that you have the mind of Christ. How do I renew my mind? Study the Word of God. Pray. Be found in the house of God when the doors are open. And by the way, that means don't be skipping every second service. I know things happen. Vacations happen and other things happen and being stuck at work happens and other things happen. God knows your heart. So, what this is talking about is don't conform to the spirit of the world. Don't just give in to it and try to become more and more and more and more and more like them. We need to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. Reading the Word, praying, getting ourselves in the house of God. Did you know? Hopefully you do know this, but God said that our mind is enmity against God. It is. Our mind is the biggest thing that we have to watch. Your mind always is thinking about something. You know, I've been asked before, what are you thinking about? And sometimes I may have said, nothing. At that point, that means at least not that I know of. But, like it or not, you're always thinking about something. Sometimes you just don't know what it is. Sometimes you just don't know what it is. My challenge is, though, is when you don't know what you're thinking about, what are you thinking about? Are you thinking about what you got to do at work tomorrow? Are you thinking about if you can have for dinner tonight? Or tomorrow night? Maybe you're thinking about are you thinking about good thoughts or evil thoughts? Are you thinking of who you can help, or are you thinking about who you can get even with? And I tell you, getting even is not cool. I'm going to give him a piece of my mind. Well, I said your mind, this thing, this head of yours, God said it is enmity against him. He doesn't like our mind too well. Because it's often plotting not good things. Unless you're washing your mind and bathing your mind with the washing of the water of the Word of God. So I've been thinking more dumb thoughts today. Well, that means your brain needs more of a bath. You have a dub dub in the tubbity tub tub. Like I used to get told when I was little and I'd be sitting there in that bathtub. That's what the Word of God is. Because it talks about the milk of the Word for those who are just starting out, just getting a life to God. Then talks about the water of the Word. It also talks about the meat of it. But when we talk about washing your mind, we're talking about washing your mind, getting that spring submerged with the washing of the water of the Word of God. By the way, in your mind, if you're struggling with fear, if you're struggling with anxiety, if those questions, these questions, maybe what you need is more of God. Maybe you don't need more medicine. Maybe you do. I'm not saying you should get off your medicine. The Bible says, if any of you is afflicted, you should pray. You know? And it kind of comes back to where I was a little bit ago. Faith and fear cannot reside together. They cannot. If you're full of faith, you can't be full of fear. If you're full of fear, however, you can't be full of faith. So you too. Am I going to live in fear or faith? Because I tell you, fear,
it's
being afraid.
Others.
What?
Fear is for others.
Wait. But what I mean, fear, like when you're just so afraid all the time, it'll just mess you. It will mess with you. If you let it control you, it'll just get in there. And it's just not pretty. You know, there's all kinds of these different phobias. Fear of flight. You know, fear of being in these tiny spaces. Some people may be afraid of heights, but not necessarily be afraid to fly. Other people, they may not be afraid of heights, but they are particularly afraid of being on an airplane. And how did they get so fearful of being on that airplane? Whatever it is they're so afraid of? Who knows? Sometimes after something happens to someone, it makes you afraid. But I don't operate in fear. I don't allow myself to do that. Because fear, it's all mental. It's all your mind saying, because if you keep your mind washed right, the way you're supposed to, you read His Word, you do what it says to do, you pray to Him, you have a good relationship with Him, you know, you should have no reason to be living in fear, living in anxiety, being depressed, and other stuff that can happen. My thing, you can look around, you can look around, you can look around, you can look around, anything like that. No. What I'm saying, though, is if we can get our mind renewed to think about ourselves as God thinks about us, to see things as God thinks about them, and have the mind of Christ, that's what it's talking about when it's talking about renewing your mind. having the mind of Christ. Living for the Lord. If you renew, you give your life to Christ, you should also renew your mind. I'm a new man. Or a new, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. 2 Corinthians 5:17. The old has passed away, for the new has come. There. In other words, I've been renewed by the Lord, because I have the mind of Christ on the inside of me. And I don't put my selfness the Lord be my rock and my shield. The Lord is my rock, salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is my rock. But I think about that all the time. The Lord is my rock and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? What shall I fear? Well, fear the Lord, that's one thing. But that's not a bad kind of fear. You know, when we talk about fearing the Lord, it's different. That means like serving the Lord and obeying Him. There's a verse that comes to me about this whole fear thing. God has not given us a spirit of fear. He's given us a spirit of power, a spirit of love, and a sound mind. And we all have to deal with our minds. Every last one of us. We're all thinking thoughts at some point, and we wonder, why did we think them? And as a result of thinking these thoughts, you do certain things you shouldn't have. And by the way, I'm not talking about breaking the law. I'm talking about just dumb stuff. But you sometimes just act on what you think. And that's why we got to watch ourselves. And we all have to deal with warfare. We live on earth. You will have mental warfare if you live on planet earth. If you keep living on earth, you'll keep having mental warfare. There is a right way to war it and deal with it. And You know, Dr. Barclay, I've heard him repeat something that a minister said, and that is, if you do not win, if you have not won the battle in your mind, you have not won the battle. So some of you do you believe in God to heal you of cancer? To heal you of heart trouble? Heal you of any kind of disease? And you're also dealing with some things in the mind? You should ask God for help with your mind first. Because we're supposed to have a sound mind. We are. And if you have not won the battle in your mind, you have not won the battle. It's as simple as that. And it's how it is. And it's really important that we always are led by the Spirit of God, that we have the mind of Christ on things. Because if you're not happy, say you own a business and you're not happy about something one of your employees has done and you're just really unhappy about it, you're almost angry about it, and so you get into that office maybe you're running in there almost, what you gonna do? Are you going to be all nice about it? That doesn't mean you all of a sudden become happy about it, but that means, like, are you going to talk to them in love and, like, you care about them? Or are you going to give them a piece of your mind? Well, if you have the mind of Christ, you're going to ask God. Because if you're that heated, you should pray and ask God what to do. Because you can get in big trouble just for doing something that your mind thought you should do. And as I said a few minutes ago, the Lord does not like our minds very well. They are enmity against Him. But if we wash our minds in the water of the Word of God, then we can really do ourselves a favor. As we build up our faith in Him, more faith, less fear. And don't feed your brain fear food. Don't try to think of why you should be more fearful. No, I didn't say fair food. I said fear food. Chill out, Crownies. Because they'll be like, what, that pastor in town a week before the fair, or whatever pastor did that one time, like real close to fair time a few years ago, he was teaching on something, and he said fear food. And I'm like, and I thought it was kind of funny, and I'm like, I could just hear some county being like, well, I didn't make any money this week. And then the pastor says, I said fear food, not fair food. Don't give, you know, because, but that, I mean, don't give place to the devil in your life. Don't give place to fear in your life. Make no provision. Don't allow yourself to become fearful. Say over yourself, when I am afraid, I will trust in the Lord. I shall trust and not be afraid. And sometimes you just got to face. You got to take authority over fear. And I remember I used to be really afraid. I used to be afraid of that dumb little wagon thing when I was six. I was afraid of that little wagon on the midway. And I was afraid of it. Not the wagon that we rode on outside when we were like four, five, three. But the midway wagon. If you're afraid of the midway wagon, you'll most certainly get on the zipper in a few years, right? Or no? If you're afraid of the wagon, won't you certainly be on the zipper in like 10 years? Or do you not think so?
I think most people wouldn't think so.
Oh. Well. And then next year I went on it. Wasn't so bad. I don't know. But what do you know? Next year I go on the horsey and that, it's fine. And then a few years later, I'm 12 years old, I go on my first big ride. The previous couple of years I hadn't been to the fair. Just, I hadn't been there. I rode on something called the Rainbow. At the time I was kind of light. So I did kind of fly around on the seat a bit, but I liked the ride. I didn't get a wristband, I just rode that ride. But then the next year, we decided to go on a few more rides, like three, maybe four rides. None of them were the Rainbow. I want to say it was the Sky Rider, which they now have something else instead. The Ferris Wheel, of course. I want to say I went on something else that went high up in the air. I'm not sure what it was. Maybe it was the pirate ship. And then something else. And then the next year I went on a roller coaster. Loved it. I conquered that fear that I had over that wagon, and I still don't know why I had it. Because I did okay, like, on the horses and that. I don't know what was going on. Maybe the wagon didn't like me. Maybe it was something called the Dragon Wagon, and the dragon wanted to buck me. I don't know.
because those wagons that I'm thinking of, I think those are the ones that you can't go on if you're over 36 inches, aren't they?
I think so, yeah.
Because otherwise, I'd try to sneak on it to see why I didn't like it. You know? Because I'd be curious, why didn't I like it? Maybe I felt like it was dragging the ground and it made a certain noise. Because there is a certain noise that it makes that kind of makes it sound like it's dragging on the ground, isn't it?
Yeah.
What could it be?
I don't know.
I'm thinking maybe it was that.
Maybe. That is a possibility.
Because none of the other ones sound like they're dragging the ground like that.
Right.
Because I remember weeks later I went to a fair somewhere and got on a couple pieces of equipment and that didn't happen. But we're dealing with fear. It's time to cast it out. Don't let fear stick with you. Don't let anxiety be a part of who you are. You got to cast that stuff out of you. Because that stuff is not of the Lord.
Thank you.
God wants you to have hope, not fear. He wants you to be free, not bound. Lord God, I thank you tonight for these listeners. They've been so good. I thank you, Lord God, for this time tonight. Just thank you for just allowing me to speak tonight. And thank you that we will work at renewing our minds, that we will wash our minds with the water of the Word of God, and that we'll just stay clean and humble and pleasing in your sight as you work with us and help us as we need your help, Lord God. And I give you praise and honor and glory this evening. In Jesus' name, amen. And there's a song I want to sing for you. It's called Hope's Anthem. He's awakening a hope in me by calling forth my destiny. He's breathing life into my soul. I will thirst for him and him alone. He has come like the rain showers on a barren plain, so my heart can confess Jesus Christ, hope of man. My hope is in you, God. I'm steadfast, I will not be moved. My anchor never shaken, all my hope is in you. He's awakening a hope in me by calling for my destiny. He's breathing life into my soul. I will thirst for him and him alone. He has come like the rain showers on the barren plain, so my heart can confess Jesus Christ, hope of man. My hope is in you, God. I am steadfast. I will not be moved. My anchor never shaken. All my hope is in you. He is the hope unto the hopeless. He is the even heart of the broken, sharing his home with the orphan. He is my joy, he is my joy, he is the sole hope of the nation. Father's heart really clearing, he is the song really clearing. He is the joy, he is my joy, he is the hope to the hopeless. Father's heart we're embracing. He is the song we're declaring. He is my joy. He is my joy. Giving hope to the nation. Father's heart we're embracing. He is the song we're declaring. He is the joy. He is my joy. Let hope arise. Let hope arise. Let hope arise. Let hope arise. My hope is in you, God. I am steadfast. I will not be. My anchor never shaken. All my hope is in you. Yes, Lord Jesus, thank you so much. I pray that we all remember, Lord God, to always put our hope and trust in you, no matter what. Amen. For sports, the Detroit Tigers, since Wednesday, as they won, when they won 9-4. The Tigers at times looked promising, but they did not beat the Texas Rangers once this weekend. They lost yesterday 9-4. Saturday, the Tigers were in Arlington playing the Rangers. Almost into the game, and the big man, our big man, Miguel Cabrera, came up to the bat, first inning, swinging a high fly ball deep left field, way back and gone, a home run. Miguel Cabrera with a 2-run shot. Of course, thanks to Dan Dickerson, yours truly, Tigers radio broadcaster since 2003. Before that, Ernie Harwell used to be on radio, and he used to say, it's long gone. And it's my understanding, is that correct, Danny, that for a couple of years back in the 90s, Harwell was actually on TV?
Yeah.
Or would it be different at different games? Or for a couple of years, was Harwell only on TV?
I think he was just on TV for a few years.
And then Dan Dickerson was on the radio.
Correct.
So he was doing the radio at times back then, too, back in the 90s. So it didn't just start with all three. But I never really had the true privilege of hearing Ernie that much because I wasn't a big baseball fan at the time. But he really was special. He was a rare breed. But on that particular game, they go up 2-0. then the Tigers score a couple more runs later, then Rangers come up, score a couple runs. In the ninth inning, it's 4-4. They go to extra innings, walk-off base hit. Tigers lose 5-4. But they had good effort. Effort doesn't, you know, effort, you can still get credit, you know, you get effort in that, but at the same time, a loss is a loss. Whether you lose like 18-0 or you lose 5-4, a loss is a loss. And that's even if your pitchers would have thrown a combined no-hitter, and you still lose that way. You actually heard of that happening to somebody last year, didn't you?
Yeah.
It wasn't us, but someone else had a no-hitter and lost.
Crazy.
And how you can do that is beyond me.
Maybe walking people?
Maybe walking people. Maybe the amount of walks was too high, I'm sure. And that can make a difference, I'm sure. But they got swept this time. Tigers are playing in Detroit tonight. They're on the start of a homestand in Detroit. You'll be able to listen on 790 AM or on 104.9 FM or 97.7 FM here in this area. Obviously in Detroit and other markets, the stations are different. But you'll be able to listen to the Tigers game on the radio. I will be at the Tigers game on Friday night. And I will be tweeting periodically, you know, highlights. Hopefully I get to say that the big man hit another home run. Because I will be honest with you. The big man is my current Tiger that is currently playing with the Tigers. He is. Yes?
Oh, you're really good when you actually turn the volume down on the TV and listen to the announcer on the radio, like Ernie Harwell, those guys. Even my grandmother used to turn the TV volume down and turn the radio on so they could hear him announce the game.
Because they do such a beautiful job.
Yeah, because they
just
love their voice and what they did.
We
used to do that.
It's
kind of fun.
Yeah. No, but you know, Ernie's not with us no more.
Oh, no. George Bell was another one.
But,
he was a favorite
guy. Okay. Thank you. Now, NFL preseason started on Thursday, August 1st. Falcons with the loss, 14-10. They fall to the Broncos. So that's all I have. Until tomorrow night, folks, God first. God always. So long, everybody.